Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 7, episode 7, 7, 7, 7, and 7. Steph is back this week. It's very nice to see you, Steph.
Hey, guys. How's it hanging?
Not very well. Just there. Yeah, she's there, kind of like, it's like a hernia.
Are you watching Pam and Tommy?
Yeah, it's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite of that. That's how it's hanging.
So you're not, so are you talking to this floppy old gray meat sack? Do you talk? Does it talk to you?
It has Alzheimer's. Remember when we used to...
Happy to see you guys.
Yes, very happy to see you as well.
Back, you know, I had the vid, had the COVID. And went
Everybody
through
that. Had it but me.
It's coming for you, Jeff. It'll come for us all.
Not me.
It's coming for you.
Oh, it's going to get your ass. It's going to get you.
COVID is going to get you. COVID is going to get you.
I told Tim I thought I was a Highlander. I really did. I thought I'd never get it, but it came a calling.
Yeah, it sucks. I didn't like it. We had it for a long time. But the weird thing that, well, let's not even talk about it because I don't want to get the ding. You're talking about inappropriate content.
Well, I'm faxed.
People will think that we're Joe Rogan supporters, like the evil alt-right Joe Rogan.
I didn't take any hug.
Gloxachloroclock.
I took real medicine from the doctor.
I ate the horse paste, but I didn't eat not the stuff you get at the Agway or whatever. I just went out and found a horse poop and I made a paste out of it and then I ate it.
Would you do that for kicks?
I snorted right out, snorted the hay. You got to chop it up because the hay will tear up your nasal passages. Real quick, let me do two things. Let me thank our new Patreon member, Christopher Dorr, who came in at the $10 level. So, Christopher Dorr, thank you very much. Be on the lookout for your gifts. And, of course, you are eligible for all the benefits that are listed on there. So, Christopher Dorr, welcome to Radio Labyrinth Patreon patronage status. If you'd like to investigate that yourself, you can go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. Also, want to thank our guest from our previous Radio Labyrinth Presents episode, Mr. Billy West, who was very generous with his time. We got a good 45 minutes with him, and he was funny, and he told stories, and he does impressions, and he liked my Bill Macy impression, which, you know, nobody knows who that is. That's Maude's husband from Maude, and that made me happy because I got the feeling that he was being genuine. I don't like doing impressions for people who are famous for doing impressions because it looks like I'm trying to weasel in on their territory and it always makes me uncomfortable, but I wasn't with Billy. I thought he was chill with it. But so thanks to Billy West. He, you know, Billy is coming out and he's telling his stories about growing up in Detroit and then moving to Boston and then getting into radio and stuff. And, you know, there's all sorts of jerks out there. So that's what I'm working on. Just doing Billy West. No one does.
You got to start working on your John DiMaggio impression so you can get that Bender gig.
Yeah, too much work. Too much work.
You don't think they're going to end up...
They got to pay him what he's asking.
Here's the thing. We interviewed Billy West the day before the Futurama news broke, and we asked him about Futurama, and he didn't really say anything. So, I mean, he said, well, you know, you never know, or something like that.
Yeah, it was like 12 hours later it drops.
Yeah. But the big problem with it, of course, is that John DiMaggio, what is that called, that clause they have, Jeff?
Bendergate.
No, but they have a clause in their contract. What's that? There's
the favored nations?
Yeah, so if Katie Seagal and Billy West will have to make the same amount of money as John DiMaggio if they pay him what they want. So, but it won't be the same. I don't know. They got all sorts of technology for that kind of thing.
I've been paying them $13 a month for a couple of years now, so they got plenty of money.
Who?
Hulu.
Oh, yeah, they got plenty. They have plenty of dough. They can pay everybody. If Netflix, it was Amazon that's spending $1 billion on a show that people will quit watching after a while. But anyway, Steph, tell us your story.
It was a very bizarre thing that happened to me on Sunday. I got stalked.
You have a stalker?
I'm
a stalker.
I've got a stalker!
Stalker, huh? Yep, big time.
What?
I got stalked. It was crazy. I don't know.
Rockdale Tiger after you again?
Yeah, listen. So I'm at the grocery store Sunday morning, and I just put my groceries into the car, and I saw this kid. He pulls in beside of me, and then I went and put my cart away, and as I came back, I was getting in my car. He walks around. And he says something like, oh, you look good or some kind of crap. And I was like, I don't have any money, kid. don't know what you're trying to pull or whatever. And he goes, oh no, that's not it at all. He goes, I just wanted to tell you something. Some, I'm talking like he's like some 17-year-old Asian kid with his hat kind of like B-boy style busted to the left, you mm-hmm. know, with the whole little hookup or whatever. He's like, I don't know, 4'7", something like that. And then he says, no, you got a nice donk.
Donk?
Badonkadonk.
What is a badonkadonk?
I said, teleport from the 90s?
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, okay, well, thanks, whatever. So I get in the car, leave, go home. I'm home 2 hours. I go to the park with my dogs. I'm walking down the trail. Here comes this motherfucker.
Oh, no.
At the park.
You got to check your car. Make sure you didn't put one of them air
tags. Oh, trust me. Yeah, that's what I did. I was wondering. Trust me, I did. And as soon as I saw him, I was like, he passes me and he goes, hello. And I said, hello. And he said, you look good. And I said, okay, thanks. And then I'm like, is this a fucking TikTok challenge? Is this like, you got to find an old white lady and just beat her to death? Or just beat the old white lady
death challenge.
Right. I'm like, what is going on here? And then I hauled ass to the car with the dogs and I had my stun baton in my backpack and he's like a little kid, but then I'm thinking, you know, stereotypes. What if he knows like jujitsu or some crap and he like karate's me in the neck or some crap? Who knows?
Sounds even more racist than it is.
And I
not Brazilian.
I don't know what is he doing? What the hell is happening? So I look back and I see over my shoulder that he has disappeared like off into the woods. And I get in my car and I'm driving away and I remembered what his car was. He had like a mid 2000s Acura TSX. It was kind of beat up and shit. Looked like a teenager's car. He's probably 17. I don't know. So I just kind of drove around to see if I saw his car in the parking lot because I thought, well, maybe he lives in the neighborhood across the street. Maybe this is all just a big coincidence. And just a 17-year-old boy is out walking by himself at the park for no reason at 11 a.m. on a Sunday. And I didn't see his car. And so as I'm driving back through the park, here he comes in that car. And he's like deadlocked, like he's trying to find me. And he must have ran across that field to get to his car to meet me at the spot that he did. And as I'm passing, I looked at him. I was like, "What are you doing?" And he wouldn't look at me. He just like looked straight ahead, like if he didn't look at me, then I couldn't see him. I could see him plain as day. So I go down and I park, and I'm waiting for his ass to come back through, just to see if he's following me again. If he turned around, and I didn't see him, so I go back. And sure as shit, he had parked on the other side of this van where I couldn't see him, but he could still see me. Oh. And I pulled up beside him. I went, what are you doing? And then he jumps in his car and he shuts the door. And I went back up to the top, like where the dog park was, where I could see. And as I was leaving the park, here he fucking comes again. And I screamed like in my window. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he would not look at me. He just kept looking straight ahead. So I went home a whole different way and everything. I'm not sure what this was. I don't know if it was going to be like a gang initiation, like he had to kill me. I'm not really sure what this was about, but it was very creepy. It was very weird.
You sure you weren't a Radio Labyrinth fan?
Oh my God. It looks like he's chalking a pool cue.
No. I'm telling you, that's not what it was. I think it was just like one of those random things. Like you got to pick one old lady and... terrify her,
shit out of
or
her,
kill her, or something like that, or stalk her. This has to be some kind of TikTok challenge. But anyway, it was the creepiest, weirdest thing that's happened to me in a long, long time.
Save this and label it the People's Evidence Part One.
Yeah. Look, Neil checked all around my car to make sure I didn't have a tracker on it anywhere. And I, the next morning, I woke up and I had just kind of slept wrong and I had a knot in the back of my head and I was like, do I have a brain tumor? Did any of that happen? Did I imagine the whole thing? Maybe that's what it was. Did I slip into the matrix? Because it's
you
like,
were scared,
it was
weren't
so
you?
Surreal. I was
you scared or angry?
A little of both, but yeah. mostly more like, I'll fucking kill you, you little piece of shit.
Are you following me here?
Come get it. I'll fucking kill your ass. Which he would have killed me. But either way, yeah, it was more like a, you know, all my crime podcasts, like all my knowledges were flowing through me. I'm there's just, as soon as I saw him at the park, I was like,
stop.
stalker. You freak. I know what you're here to do. You're coming to murder somebody.
How did he know you were at the park? That's what he
That's what I'm doing. He followed
you from the store.
I went over it and over it 100 times. I don't know. I don't know because I don't even go to the Kroger that's close to my house. I don't go to that one because it sucks. Everybody there sucks. They should just burn it down.
Sounds like my Kroger.
I go to the one that's a little further away down on Five Forks because it's magical. Everybody's nice to you in there. They treat you very well. I like it there.
And you hear that, so stalker dude? Five Forks Kroger.
That's where he saw me the first time.
Oh, okay.
So he knows that. And I, you know, I saw, he was walking away in Kroger, but I didn't look back. So I guess he must have went back to his car and followed me. He had to have. Either that or just randomly, and this is what I think maybe probably really happened, is that when I got back out on the road with the dogs a couple hours later, he just so happened to be around here because it's not that far from the grocery store. And he saw my car, and I'm the only this kind of car with this color.
With that dog.
Yeah, with a dog. And I got, you know, I've got the Barkville magnet on my car or whatever. So yeah. I think he just saw me and he was like, oh, there's that chick I'm going to kill. And then and he just followed me to the park.
You go straight to that as opposed to there's the lady I tried to talk to a few minutes ago. I see where you can take it to a dark place, but I also see it where some kids are just, they try to be hopelessly romantic and they have no idea what the hell they're doing. Yeah, that's just me being.
That's what Neil said. He goes, I think he's just some incel that doesn't know how to talk to women. And because you didn't act like he completely revolted you at the store, that he was like, oh, she's into me.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Or whatever. And I was like, I do not think so. I'm like, I just don't think so.
This is the zero episode for when we do that 6-part The Donk.
True crime a nice podcast. Donk. I'm like, the okay. Donk.
But first, let's talk about Talkspace. We're having a difficult time during the pandemic, which isn't over yet. We don't know when it's going to be over. That's why there's Talkspace. If you feel like talking to somebody and you don't have somebody you can talk to in your own house, go to Talkspace.com and sign up today.
But that's the thing, is there are so many nutbags now that do crazy, weird stuff.
It's always been nutbags, but now they're emboldened.
They're very emboldened. And, you know, of course, my first thought is that girl that was out walking her dog in Atlanta some months back, and somebody just cut her all to pieces. And
that guy met her. That guy followed her from the bar, right?
She wasn't at a bar.
Okay.
Her wife was a bartender, and her wife was at work.
Right. That's
right. She was at home. She just walked out of her apartment at 9 something at night to go walk the dog like she always does.
Yeah, and it's weird. When we lived near the park, every once in a while we would go down there at dark and walk the dog, and I was scared shitless. Caitlin's braver than I am. And I was like, can we go home soon? Do I see people? But usually, though, you're just going to see some guy blowing another guy behind a tree. And that's fine because, you know, not everybody has access to, you know, civilization. But anyway, being in a park at night is very scary. Even if you live in a small town, it's scary.
Tim's extra paranoid because he got scammed by that Tinder swindler.
I tried to watch that. That wasn't for me. That wasn't for me. I tried to watch that. I have been stalked one time, and it was because I worked at a radio station up north. I lived at my dad's house for a summer, and I had to walk back. So I'm leaving, and this guy with a mullet sees me, and he starts following me. And so I'm zigzagging. I know where to go. Every time I get a little farther ahead, I turn around and look. There he is. He's still walking. He had a mullet, and he was one of those, you know, chubby guys, but muscular. You know, he had that gut. You know, and he's sticking a gut out in the chest, and he had that good arch in his back. And
skinny fat.
Yeah, but muscular. And the dude just kept following me. I was taking side streets and hiding and this and that and zigzagging. And I cut through a synagogue that was on the road. I was still more open. I cut through there. I get to the other side. He's still walking, but he's looking for me. He can't see me. So then I just kind of, you know, got away from him. So the next day I go to work, and I'm describing this guy to this other guy. And he goes, oh, yeah, that sounds like my old roommate. He hates me and he wants to kick my ass. And sometimes he waits outside of the radio station. I'm like, why did he follow me? But it is scary. I would imagine it's scarier for a lady to be stalked in a grocery store, and then the guy shows up at the park. That would kind of fuck me up. I would be upset about that.
It weirded me out. And it probably wouldn't have been even as bad had he not booked it to his car to try and find me after I left the park. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what added. And then the fact that he kept turning around and turning around. You know, he's thinking, I'm going, like, I'm just going to let him follow me like I'm an idiot. I'm like, no, I'm going to see what you're doing. I'm going to see what's up with you. Because, I mean, I will light your ass up with 30 million volts.
Yeah, then you're not going to be able to come for a long time, buddy. Well, he would deserve it. I have to agree with you there. I would zap his ass, too.
It was just it was weird. I don't recommend it.
Take him down to Electric Avenue.
Gangstock?
Yeah, I don't recommend it. It's very, very weird and creepy. And I guess, and now it has proven to me, because I only thought that you get stalked if you're like hot. And it's like, you know, somebody gets hung up on you.
Everybody's hot to someone else.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. Or like I said, maybe he's just in love with stalking. Like, he just likes to stalk. That's the. It's all about the hunt. It's not really about the prey that he's taken down.
Yeah, no offense. I just had to get my quota in today. And you were the last one I had.
Isn't it nice we live in a modern era where I can't do any of the stereotype voices I would have done, say, 10 years ago? That would have been so much.
What if it was George
Lazy Takei comedy.
Talk? Yeah.
Well, you could imitate an actual. You could imitate an actual Asian actor. Like, can you do Jackie Chan?
No, I can't do Jackie Chan.
If George Takei was stalking me.
I see you like to go shopping at Kroger. my husband Brad is back at the house. Lets me go out and find random women that I can rape and murder. I would like to beam my load into your mouth.
But Dustin, George, you're very creepy, George. You just don't creep me out too bad.
Bill Shatner taught me how to masturbate into your hand with your pants on and whip it at people in crowds. Dustin's going to have to put a disclaimer on this. Steps back. So the temptation to be gross is magnified. Oh my. So you're in the park, and I noticed you 4 hours later left your driveway and brought your dogs to the park. So I followed you because I wanted to pet your dog. Brad and I have peppier dogs. They're cute little dogs. Follow me on Twitter.
You know, I used to think that papillons were called papillions.
I thought the movie Papillon was called Papillion.
That's how they pronounce it in Nebraska.
Papillion?
Yep.
How do you know?
It's a town. Like, it's a suburb of Omaha, Papillion, and they call it Papillion.
Will... They're saying it wrong.
Yes, they are.
Why doesn't somebody tell them that it's wrong?
What about the Bichon fries?
The what?
Yeah, the Bichon fries.
What about Ponce de Leon? The school we learn is Ponce de Leon.
You can always tell when somebody's from Georgia because they say de Leon.
Ponce de Leon.
Mm-hmm. Ponce de Leon.
That used to be a place you could pick up a young hustler after two of them.
And you, fact, pounce on Leon?
Well, before I was 60, which was 20 years ago, I would come for Dragon Con. And, you know, you could go to a bar and end up in a basement slung over a rail with your hands tied behind your back in a zipper mask, just unzipped enough. But the thrill for me and Brad was to go on Ponce de Leon and find a young twink and spit roast him in the hotel.
Just heard the latest news on the radio.
And now for the latest news.
Speaking of hotels, man, what's going on with Bob Saget? They haven't. They basically, the family said, we don't want any of this investigation leaked, which is going to make all the idiots, the Star Wacker people, think that he was killed because he had so much blunt force trauma to his head. You know, remember at first it was like, oh, he slipped and fell. Or that he had a heart attack and stuff. So what they're doing is just allowing these conspiracies. And I understand the family is private. And, you know, I love Bob Saget, so I don't want that you know, if he did something nefarious, but they're already starting to be rumors and stuff floating around.
What, Illuminati?
Well, yeah, the Star Whackers, you know, the guys that go out and kill people because they know too much. What would Bob Saget know? I mean, did
Randy Quaid, his whole thing.
Yeah, right. But he had so much blunt force trauma to his head. The medical examiner said it was like he was beaten up with a baseball bat, which isn't the same as he slipped and hit his head in a hotel.
Right.
Asleep. So
wouldn't they know that from the get go? How would there ever be a question that he just slipped and fell? I mean, can't you tell the difference in a head trauma that's been in a skull that's been hit with a bat?
And hours before. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think. Well, they didn't notice anything, but you know, that was all determined in the autopsy, but I don't know. It's just good for the family for shutting it down, because it's just, you know, on one side, you know, that's their private life and whatever he was doing, he could have been attacked. He could have, who knows?
Where are they shutting down the investigation?
They're not shutting it down. The family got a judge to block any further details of the investigation from being released.
By
the police. And that's fine. You know, let them control the narrative. That's always the best way.
Let them not figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Let them know, but you know, don't make it salacious accusations, but it's already happening. You can't control it. The internet is full of dumb people and they make all sorts of dumb statements. And then those statements become fake facts. Believe me, it's terrible. You're never going to find out why. You're never going to know what happened to Bob Saget. You know what? You can find out on Truth Social. Are we going to have a Truth Social account?
We don't.
No, we're not going to have a Truth. I did the first tweet. It's my place. I mean, what are we calling it? The first truthy? I did the first truth or truthy, whatever.
Is that a new platform?
Yeah, that's what he's been working on down in Mar-a-Lago. Working on my Twitter, but not Twitter. Twitter, not Twitter. It should have been called not Twitter, Twitter. Twitter, not Twitter, Twitter. NTT.
Yeah, you might get a lot of, you know, you never know. Twitter's kind of really crap now, so. Who knows? Maybe he'll get a whole new thing going.
Funny accounts that aren't even political get taken down for saying the wrong thing. And it bothers me because I follow these accounts and they're funny. I just want to laugh at stuff. I don't care who they're making fun of. I just want to laugh. I make fun of you, make fun of you, make fun of you. But, oh, you can't make fun of me. Fuck you.
Well, maybe he'll just quit worrying about running for president. Then he can just run his own little mean network. Everybody's mean. You can come here and be mean and it'll be funny and we'll just be mean.
Yeah. I'm just talking about in general. I want to make fun of things. Like when Twitter first began, all it was jokes and comedians dominated it. And then a bunch of Iranians tried to overthrow their leader. And then it became, oh, we can affect social change with social media. Well, nothing changed in Iran and nothing changes anywhere. So just go on and tell jokes and don't get canceled. And if you're bored in Gwinnett County, you could follow Steph to the grocery store. Would you like to see my uncircumcised penis?
No, that's the other thing too about stupid Gwinnett County. Like I told you guys today, the district attorney or whoever the hell decided that these Delta 8s are killing us, and they made them take them off the shelves.
Some kids got into them in Tennessee. That's what started the whole thing.
Such crap.
Statewide ban or just Gwinnett ban?
So far, Gwinnett, they are going through and saying, if you're selling them in your place, we're going to give you a huge-ass fine, daddle daddle daddle.
There's no law that says that.
Yeah.
They claim that this was all very much an interpretation, a wrong interpretation underneath the new hemp law,
mm-hmm.
that it's not what it was intended for, and that they are mixing other stuff in this.
Yeah.
Right.
So go to the liquor store and get a fifth of Jack Daniels so you can hit your wife over the head with it when you're angry at the end of the night. Or go to the gas station and get, you know, the guy working behind the counter to sell you some Delta 8. Eat the gummy. Go to sleep.
Yeah, and that's all that's going to happen. Get a few little chuckles right before bed.
Not going to hit anybody over the head with a liquor bottle.
No, you're definitely not. Maybe you'll stalk somebody, but then you'll go to bed.
Yeah, you know, the high stalker, they don't really make it ever. Maybe I just go home. She's hot and everything. But, you know, I could just think about her before I go to sleep. and then, you know, wipe up with my t-shirt later. You know, I mean, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that.
I just hope that he went home that night and he thought to himself, hey, it's not so much fun when they start stalking me.
Fuck him, asshole. So this is the Pop Culture Podcast where we talk about stalkers and all sorts of crazy shit. Hey, congratulations, Steph, the one of the Detroit Lions won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. We'll celebrate it. We'll take it.
You know, he went to Georgia, so there's that connection. Matt Stafford got a Super Bowl ring in the most boring Super Bowl I've watched in a decade.
It was pretty boring.
Commercials were boring, most of them. The Super Bowl was boring. The halftime show, to me, was the best part of it.
Yeah, the halftime show was good. None of them really played any of the songs that I like.
They didn't play anything off of Chronic, the original. You know, there was like they had stuff from Chronic 2001. They had Lose Yourself, which is to me like a weak Eminem
song. It's the most boring Eminem song possibly. It's so boring.
There wasn't enough, spousal abuse in it for me, or, you know, mattress.
You didn't like Upside Down 50 Cent?
I did like that. Yeah. What's the joke? I look like a buck and a half, something like that.
Inflation.
I thought Kendrick did a pretty good job.
That's the thing. I don't know any of his stuff, but I thought he was the one. I was like, holy shit, this guy's got some life in him.
Oh, he's so, I love Kendrick Lamar. He's one of my favorites, but he doesn't put anything out. Like, he did that Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything since. That was like it.
He was the only one they made change lyrics to.
Every other word was the N-word.
It was, I think, gang references or something like a couple of times in whatever song that he did. They made him change the lyric.
But he still slipped in, which I thought was rather ballsy. He said, but we hate popos when they kill us dead in the street folk show. I was very surprised that they let him get away with saying that.
I think they just had Mary J. Blige there because she's a woman.
It felt weird to me.
She's a good performer, but
she's 50 some years old. You're not Beyonce, and you're not even J-Lo. I mean, go put a suit on, get out of here with these thigh highs. It looked ridiculous. And then the song that she did was, so, I mean, out of all the Mary J songs, it was like, ugh. I don't know.
She had Lil Kim. I like Lil Kim.
Have Lil Kim go out there and do some songs off of Hardcore.
Yeah. I don't know. That would have been great. Those songs from Chronic, especially, which they didn't do anything from again, were great. The early Snoop stuff, all great. And then, but the Chronic 2001 had a lot of good songs on it. And I don't know.
Nothing off Doggy Style.
Yeah.
You get no Gin and Juice. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you know what bothers me the most is that they did it. Now, I know I'm 70 years old and I'm not used to seeing black people in the halftime show. So that's what bothered me somewhat. Why couldn't they have like Hank Williams Jr. in there or something like that that appeals to most Americans?
I'm sorry, sir, that most of this appeals to most.
I'm talking about real Americans. No, sir.
I hope next year they do the Metallica and Slayer.
Rain in blood.
Don't you think Metallica could do it?
Metallica could do it.
Slayer. They could do it. But Metallica could do it. They could do a whole halftime show. They got enough songs. Enough people know them.
But they're still alive.
They can still play.
They still call it the Silver Dome? Isn't that in Detroit?
The Silver Dome? No, they don't. The Silver Dome's blown up.
Okay.
Pontiac.
Yeah, where do they play in Detroit?
Ford Field.
Is it a dome or an open air stadium?
It's one that does both.
Okay, so they could do the Super Bowl there. I think. And of course, Detroit Lions will not be. They may be there watching the game. They won't be, but they could do it there, and then they could have Kiss and Metallica, and just do a Detroit thing.
Also
going to have a Motown act, but there aren't any that really would.
Well, Bob Seger's too old.
Yeah, he is.
And you know what? They would want Kid Rock, and no. No,
it's Kid Rock.
I
hate vaccines.
I don't get it. I mean, but take that out of it. I don't care anything about. I don't give a crap how he feels about any of that stuff. It's just his music is terrible.
He's like awful. Bob Dylan writes a protest song. If Bob Dylan was missing some brain cells, you know what I mean? They are or something. It's just I thought okay. the Kid Rock 2000 era, that album was fun.
The Ba with the Ba.
Yeah, all that shit. It was fun and goofy. And then I was like, okay, you can go away now. But he did that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't. Nobody wants him at a big event like that. But Metallica and Kiss would be cool. That'd be kick ass.
How about if the halftime show is just a Peacemaker opening montage?
I'd be fine with that. That would be cool. I was looking at who had done the Super Bowl 50 years ago. So 1972, I don't know whatever number that was. But the Super Bowl halftime show, the primary talent was Ella Fitzgerald. Could you imagine? How fucking cool that would be to see Ella Fitzgerald. I'm being serious. I'm not kidding.
What songs did she do?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I was just looking on Wikipedia.
She did Gin and Juice.
She scatted it.
That's what I was going to say. Spree Bappa.
Then she broke some glasses with her at one note.
I liked the Super Bowl in 1939 and John Coltrane played the halftime show. Which I would have loved, but you know, it's not real high energy.
Then they had the halftime talent, I think it was George Burns and Mickey Rooney. I don't get that. Rolling down the street, smoke and doze, sipping on gin and juice.
Did Frank Sinatra ever do it?
I don't think so.
See, now he would have been I feel like he would have been a great, you know, say like Frank circa 72.
Yeah, that would have been good. Or even Sammy and Dean.
The whole Rat Pack. They should have the whole Rat Pack.
Peter Lawford can go fuck himself.
Fine. The Dean and Sammy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry Lewis, he could come out there.
Jerry Lewis, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he could come out and do, you know, the whole persona he does where he's just doing Dean Martin. This is me doing Dean Martin because I'm cool. That was the toward the end of the telethon, Jerry, right? What comedian did that? He did the crazy Jerry, and then who was that? Was it
Martin Short?
No, there was an old SNL bit. It was Eddie Murphy doing the crazy one, and then and Joe Piscopo doing the, you know, my kids. No. As far as the commercials go, you know, every show does the, what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial?
I know what yours was.
I like two. I liked the Silverado one with the Sopranos.
Of course.
And Larry David doing the FTX.
David Chase directed that.
I'm sure he did.
He did.
The only thing I didn't like is that they used that new World Trade whatever, and they should have just left the old 9. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just particular. See my poster down here?
Oh, yeah.
Signed by cast one. Everybody from season one signed it except for, you know, Mama Soprano. And then Aida Turturro came into the regular guy's show, and I brought this in, wasn't framed yet. And I said, could you sign this? She goes, I wasn't in that season. I don't sign it.
My favorite commercial was the bowling Big Lebowski.
That was my favorite too.
That was cool.
Where they filmed it was my high school bowling alley in Griffin, Georgia.
No way.
Yeah. They shot all of it in Griffin. So I was like, that looks so, I couldn't figure out. I was like, why does that layout look so familiar? And I was like, oh yeah, because I got drunk up in the parking lot in high school there a lot.
Our high school bowling alley is gone. I think the building's still there, isn't it?
It was still there last time I was there.
Yeah, it's not open though. Damn it. So no commercials are being filmed there. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, that Big Lebowski one was my favorite. And I like that Uber Don't Eat commercial. That was funny.
What was that one?
Where they're eating all that shit that's not food.
Oh, I like the one where the guy keeps getting, his sight keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and you don't know what the commercial's for. And at the end, you see the Toyota logo. What? No? Okay. There weren't as many woke ads as I thought there were going to be. And I think they went out of their way. The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger was pretty good too. But I don't want to talk about all those stupid commercials, because why give them free advertising? That's always what happens. And I'm 51 and it took me this long to figure that out. Let's talk about the ads and give them free super. Blah, blah, blah. What was your favorite ad? I'll tell you what my favorite ad was. The one I couldn't hear when I turned it down. Anyway, Steph, I'm so happy for you and the Detroit Lions for having your ex-quarterback win a Super Bowl with another team.
Well, I mean, the Falcons can't say that.
No, They might if he goes, if he ends up going to, if Matt Ryan ends up going to the 49ers.
Yeah. Okay. If he ever does anything with any team.
Yes.
I'll eat your hat.
This one or a different one? I have different hats.
It doesn't matter. Like you just give me a hat and I'll eat it.
Okay. Let me go find one. I'll get you a hat, a dirty hat. And everybody remember this day, Steph's going to eat my hat. Mm-hmm. If you don't eat my hat, I'm going to follow you to the park.
And you're going to make me eat your hat?
You're going to eat my Jimmy hat.
Who died?
Who died?
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
Rest in peace to Ivan Reitman. What a legacy of film. Director, producer, Ivan Reitman left behind. He produced Ghostbusters Afterlife, which is Sun directed. Heavy Metal, Animal House, Private Parts. Animal House, of course, being, you know, that movie in the 70s that said, hey, we're going to make these movies for our generation now. Not us, but the one above us, which we also glommed onto. And then as a director, Meatballs, Stripes, Ghostbusters, and Kindergarten Cop. Wow. He gave us Bill Murray in Meatballs, and then just got the whole ball rolling. But yeah, it's sad, but you know, he was old, 75. That's a good run. I hope I make it that long. I would love to make it that long so I can see my son graduate from college.
Good job. So you can see him go to kindergarten.
Yes. So I can start. And he'll end up stalking Stephanie in the
I want to believe you're not going to raise a stalker. I just want to believe it.
No, he's lucky that he has his mother, because she will set him on a nice course. She's very good at being smart.
Being like, that's something a stalker would do. You're not going to do that.
Yeah, she will give him a good moral compass. And I say, hey, let's watch some cartoons, man.
You know, I was told, though, a couple people told me I should have made a police report just in case this little dude has been doing this to a bunch of different people. And then what if somebody ends up all filleted in the creek at the park, you know?
And they got donk carved into their back. Something.
Yeah. Nice donk.
Can we call the show Nice Donk, please?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, it was already going to be that.
Just spelled out in rocks. Nice donk.
I had written down stalking Steph or donk, but I like Nice Donk.
Got a nice donk.
Yeah, nice donk. Another person. Oh, by the way, Steph, last week, did you see the burp? Gil's podcast debut.
Oh, cute. Very, such a handsome little fella.
We were talking to the WKRP cast members, and not the show, but the WKRP cast members, hosts. And Gil came in to say goodnight. Caitlin brought him in, and I put him in front of the mic. It was wonderful. And then, of course, we played it Thursday morning on the radio show, the Von Hessler Doctrine. Also, I want to say rest in peace to P.J. O'Rourke. You guys know who P.J. O'Rourke was?
Yeah.
I thought it was the girl who showed her boobs in the first Halloween movie.
Oh, that's P.J. Souls. Yeah, don't get them confused. But she's in that movie, Rock and Roll High School, where it was illegal for women to wear bras when they were making that production. Yeah, we're the Ramones and we're in a movie. Yeah. It's a good movie, though. Rock and Roll High School, available on Tubi. I'm not getting paid to say that. But P.J. O'Rourke, he was a satirist who worked for National Lampoon, was really one of the people responsible for getting National Lampoon off the ground, became a kind of a fiscal conservative, was always socially liberal and very sarcastic and snarky, never lost his sense of humor. But he was with those early people who did National Lampoon. And he wrote a whole bunch of funny books, you know, essays. He worked for Rolling Stone for decades, writing in there. And so I think it was 98. My friend Mark Gardner and I, we went down, and Mark had all of his books, like brought the entire stack. And we went, and he gave a presentation. Like, remember when you'd go to a book, it was Chapter 11 books at Peachtree Battle in Atlanta. All those bookstores are gone now. But he was doing a book tour, and we went down there with all of our books, and he signed them. And he was a really nice guy. So rest in peace, PJ O'Rourke, not PJ Souls, who is still alive. And I would love to interview sometime, talk about Halloween. And that scene that Steph reminded me. It was Brad's favorite scene. nice
thing you like.
Yeah. Crack kills.
And I should have said to him when I passed him, I should have turned to him and said, "Nice donk."
That would have made him kill you immediately.
He could have got away while he was masturbating.
But what are you watching?
What's watching here?
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
Let's see. I guess we can forego. I mean, we all watched everything that we watched. I watched The Return of the Boba Lori and Edi Planes Drifter, which is a good series. Wrapped up all sorts of nice ways. I don't know.
Got your Grogu back and some chainmail. It was so cute.
Yep. Yes, and some really bad special effects and some fake rubber masks. Overall, I liked it, and I know why people like it, and I know why people dislike it to a degree, but you know, it was an okay story. But now I think let's just focus on Mandalorian.
Just get rid of the mods. That took me, I hated the mods. Yeah, they didn't fit, made sense, and they're stupid. Whatever the frigs that they rode, it doesn't go with the aesthetic of the show at all.
No, I were space Vespas.
It was like a George Lucas kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really was.
It had prequel written all over it.
Yeah, why wasn't Jar Jar on them?
The biggest thing I saw today was people complaining that I guess they just realized that Pedro was not in Book of Boba Fett.
No,
that was all stunt guy. Yeah, he just voiced it, and that's it.
Oh, then what does that matter? Who cares?
I know. That's what I was like. That was common knowledge from The Mandalorian. It said whenever you know he's not on set to do his mask off, it's not him. But right. I guess it's just people you know late to that.
He was there when W. Earl Brown was shooting his scenes.
Yep.
Maybe to do voiceover though.
He got a lot more work this season.
Yeah.
W. Earl did.
Yep.
Oh well, we'll have to wait for the back to tank to fix Rayland. Speaking of Rayland, ass eyes. Walt, what's his name? Walter Goggins?
Walter Goggins.
Yeah.
Baby Goggins. Uncle Baby Billy.
Uncle Baby Billy. Boy, he's a real shithead. I wouldn't want him to be my dog.
Oh God, when that trailer turned over, whenever he tried to haul ass out of there in that trailer turned over.
Do they say why he wants to get away from every time he has a kid?
Scared of being a dad, I guess.
It's just funny. And then this whole season's been funny.
Or he's just like my dad.
Well, yeah, it's true. Maybe Billy went out for a pack of cigarettes. They haven't really let on who the assassins are. And I want to know what happened with Eric Andre's character. I see, because I think they might be the people doing the assassinating, right? The assassinating, because I don't think the wrestlers could afford these fancy bikes.
No, I don't think Eric Roberts and his guys are that organized.
Right.
Yeah, it's a deflection.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. Isn't next week the last episode, or are there two more?
There's maybe two more.
Yeah, well, Righteous Gemstones is also funny. Jeff was right about that show Reacher on Amazon Prime. Holy shit, that was fun. It was fun. And if you live in Georgia or Atlanta, you're going to recognize so much. I love that most of the extras and actors with, you know, not a lot of lines are all probably local people. There's no real big stars in that show, but it's done so well. So thanks again for the recommendation, Jeff. You other guys watch? Did you guys watch Reacher?
I watched the first one.
I watched the first two.
Didn't get you? Didn't grab you? Mm. Yeah.
You didn't like our blood drive guy?
I do like him, but I also feel the show feels very, to me, just IMO, very forced. I don't know. It just doesn't forced? Have a... Yeah, this feels very forced. It doesn't feel natural. Like when he goes on his monologues and he's... Dibbly da, and then I figured this out, and then something because of the way the sun shine. That's how I know, and that's just a little bit like,
That's kind of how the books read too. Yeah. I mean, narrative wise, yeah.
I just like kicks ass.
He just doesn't seem believable to me when he starts going into the physicalities he's got in spades, yeah. Sure. But just his actual, you know, you remember on Blood Drive, he didn't say that much.
No, he didn't. But he kicked ass a lot. Threw people in that engine to chop them up.
It's not even that I think he's a bad actor. I just don't think that part fits him saying all that. I don't know.
Seems like he's going to throw a backpack on at the end of every episode and piano starts playing as he walks.
Yeah, like the Hulk.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
That's really all I'm caught up on. We're still slow rolling the show. I never remember the name of it. Begins with 81 or the ends.
Archive 81.
I never remember the name of it. I don't know why. I always have to ask. We're slow rolling that and enjoying it. I gave up on zombies on a high school zombies.
Shut your mouth. That was so damn good. You're crazy.
Did you watch all of them? I've watched 5 of them so far.
I finished it.
Yeah,
oh, you got a good, my God, Jeff, the last 4 episodes is just nonstop. So, anybody that you think is going to live in that show doesn't live. Everybody. I mean, they Black Summer in this show. Right. Don't get used to anybody.
All right, I'll finish it this weekend then.
Where did you stop at, Tim?
I don't dislike it. Episode 6. And I don't dislike it. I was tired of watching people get mangled for, you know.
Well, there's nothing you can do for that.
Right.
I might as well just stop watching it because it's just a bunch more of that.
I just had fatigue for all the terrible decisions everybody was making.
Yeah.
They did make a lot. But it's a slow build to get them to where they actually do kind of start doing some smart shit. But it took them a while to get there. To me, that's what made it more realistic because most of these kids today, they wouldn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
No.
It would take them a good probably couple of days of surviving zombies to start figuring out how to fight back.
Everybody's dead. There's nobody left to stalk you in this high school.
Guinam will get me.
I tried to talk to our buddy about. I asked our buddy in Korea where that school was, but he didn't respond to that. He had something else he wanted to talk about. But that was.
I told him I was watching a documentary about the school where he teaches English.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
You know, you never send anything back.
Oh,
yeah. Please finish it, Jeff. You're on 6. You got 6 more to go.
Yeah.
The other reason I said, how many more episodes? Holy shit! There's 14 episodes.
Yeah.
Or 12.
But they pack them full. They really do.
I still like Squid Game better, but it had a more interesting story to me.
Well, it was different. I mean, it's the genre, and I do feel like they did put a different twist on the genre, the way that they've made it so that. Some of the zombies, depending on how aggro or crazy they were when they got bit, don't actually fully, they don't lose their cognitive.
Oh, so the last episode I watched is when the one chick got bit and she hates everybody and she looked like she still had reason in her eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now you got me sucked back in.
So I thought that was a different spin on it. I haven't seen that before.
Yeah. Zombie with levels. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We already talked about Pam and Tommy and the Talking Cock. That show is enjoyable to me so far. I don't like the Leno is so terrible. The fake Leno, the fake
Adam Ray from Mad TV.
It's terrible though. Awful.
Nah, it was.
Just don't even have him in there. Your Facebook friend Adam Ray. Why don't we have him on and go? Why did you wear that stupid fake? and I'm not caught up on Resident Alien, and I haven't watched the latest Peacemaker, but the last Peacemaker that I watched was fantastic. Do you watch that, Steph? I don't know if we've talked about it since you haven't been on the show.
Yeah, I watched a couple of them. Another one that's just, it's not him, it's everybody around him that I don't like.
What, you don't like Steve Agee?
Yeah, but everybody else, no, don't like. Like him, don't like everybody else. Maybe we wish him and Steve Agee would just do a show together.
I like the Vigilante dude, too.
Yeah, I like him. He's a dude.
Yeah, he's cool. Good.
I wish they could bring Joel Kinnaman back from the dead, and then him and the Peacemaker could have a show together.
Yeah.
They have pretty good chemistry.
The only person on that show I don't really like very much is the blonde chick. She's James Gunn's girlfriend, so she's going to be.
Is that why?
Yeah. I don't know. That's probably not why she got the job, but she's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. Sandra Locke.
Yeah, Sandra Locke. I remember Sandra Locke.
Tightrope.
Being all my movies. Very good. Clint Eastwood.
Sudden Impact. That's the real good one with her.
Mm-hmm. Sudden Impact. I like Play Misty for me. She's not in that. Jessica Walter. He bangs her and then she stalks the shit out of him. Speaking of stalking. Ever see yeah. Play Misty for Me?
He did not play Misty for Me.
No, but have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, I have seen both versions.
Oh, there's a sequel?
There's a new one. There was a remake.
Okay. Who's in
it? I watched the original first. Oh, it's, you know, some dumb shit. Look it up. It's some, and I think it was 90s, maybe 2000s that they did it. Probably 2000s.
All right. Before we wrap up, let's talk about a couple of cool things. Better Call Saul, final season premieres on April 18th. We can't wait for that. Barry is returning in April, so we can't wait for that either. Bloom County, remember the comic strip Bloom County, which is back. They are developing a series for Fox. I want to know who's going to watch that. I probably will, but I don't know what the demand is for a Bloom County animated series. So
it was a funny comic strip.
Well, sure it was.
One of the few that was actually funny. It wasn't like you just read it because it was the comics and it was colorful and it was, you know, whatever.
It was like Dune's very with humor.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The funny part is the creator echoed your exact sentiment. He was like, "I don't know why they want us to make this, but we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll take the money. Fuck it, why not?"
They're going for any Gen X nostalgia.
Yep.
Shit that they can get right now.
We're going to be, we're that generation. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to thank again all of our Patreon members, but I do want to thank our brand new one, Christopher Dorr. Thank you for signing up. I'll be contacting you soon. And thanks again to our guest from Radio Labyrinth Presents the other day, Billy West, who came out and talked about his great characters that he did. I'll keep working on the voice. I don't know that I need to. And of course, we'll, every week from now on, I'll be doing the husband from Walter from Maud, just for you guys. We have more guests coming up, and Jeff's working on a couple right now for us. So we'll tell you who they are when we have them confirmed. And in the meantime, thank you, Steph, for returning with us this week. Please remember to keep it canon.